Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, we're back. It is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about stuff going on in the metro when it comes to networking. I don't know, Laura, did you happen to meet a Todd Kilkoff that was just going through the lobby when you were out there? Did you happen to see him?
I did.
You know, he's a co-founder of Gravitate.
I didn't know that, except I vaguely think I recognize his name, but I wouldn't have realized that he was a co-founder. And
so he still works there, he says, from time to time.
And then he was mentioning that he kind of has a similar Simpson gig. Because he adjunct and does contract work for them, and I do the same thing.
You do the same thing for Drake, right?
Yes.
Right.
So
what, school start?
It did start today. Drake is.
How come
late.
You guys are so long?
I don't know.
You guys have like winter break forever.
I know. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
So yeah, hopefully it gets you through. You can just like hunker in. Although I didn't. I was out doing stuff for 3 weeks.
Around, right. All right, we're going to talk networking here with Laura. If you want to find out more about this, we will have links up on the radio blog so you can find DM Biz Mixer and get all the details.
Yeah,
so
they changed the website, so it looks a little different. And also, I finally have my own website up, which is kind of fun.
Laura Kennard?
No, it's Allure Marketing.
Oh.
So it's A-L-A-U-R-E Marketing.
Got it.
And .com. So that's kind of cool. It also has a link to the domain.
So you've been busy.
Yeah, that's what I did. I played on, built websites and stuff like that.
Very nice.
And then I joined the Mighty Network, which is a platform that you can invite members. You can do free or you can do paid. But so if you know how it's hard sometimes to get actually like blog subscribers? This is more like a network where they officially sort of join you, and then you can put topics in there, and until they join, they don't get to see your topics. So so I kind of have that attached to my website as well, because as you know, I was talking about using technology, and Mighty Networks would be one of the ones that, you know, if you're a book author, you could have a group of readers that could join your network. And so I know someone in the recruiting space that turned me on to it, and he is doing a network with other recruiters to teach them about, you know, tech recruiting and that kind of thing.
Way
it's just
too
a
many
new
things
thing.
Out there. I know.
Yep, and then of course I've been doing a lot of new stuff with Trello.com lately, and playing around with that a lot. So yeah, I just played with technology.
3 weeks of play.
3 weeks of finding out what's new out there. So,
where are you headed this week? Where are the hot spots to be seen and see?
Well, so I can I can kind of categorize things in a few ways. There's a lot of technology things coming up. There's also a lot of things on money coming up.
Money.
Yeah. So one thing is every Mondays for Money. And that's at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. And basically from noon to one, you can learn about how to finance your startup or different ways that you can find funding for your new business or for your current business.
Money on Mondays.
So they might talk, for example, about, and you get a copy of your own personal credit history. And they talk to you about how your own personal credit might play into business loan type decisions. Also, there are some women and minority type special loans that are targeted small business loans. So they have all of the inside scoop about money, and they talk about that on Mondays.
Nice.
Every Monday. So, and then Tuesday at the same darn place, they're having Topical Tuesday, which they just do once a month, actually. This one is on marketing trends for 2018.
Ooh.
And that's going to be by Dave Macon with Red 5 Interactive.
Sure, I know
so
Dave.
He's going to do that. And so he'll be leading that. And
I should go to that.
Yeah, a lot of other marketers should crash it, and then we can all just try to one up each other.
No, no, we
don't. No, here's a new trend.
It'd be very interesting. Dave Makin's going to be doing
that. It's actually always good to hear other marketers' perspectives from their world, because of course Dave is very digital, SEO focused, and you know, other people are more inbound marketing, content storytelling stuff.
So when is this thing with Dave?
So that one is 5 to 6 p.m. So that you can catch that as a like right after the work hour type thing.
And that's tomorrow.
Michael's like, no, not me. But that might work well for somebody.
I think people just plan things. So they say, well, Libby can't be here because he's going to be in studio. So everything cool, they just plan to make sure. Yeah. Oh, my head's gotten real big on that. Go ahead. What else you got?
So then we might as well just talk about the Iowa Center again, because every Wednesday they have small business education. They call it the noon sessions. So this week, there's a Monday, Tuesday, and a Wednesday thing out on University.
I've got to get over to this place. I mean, it's like 3 blocks from my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got to get over there and see what the heck they're doing over there.
And then speaking of Dave Makin again, every Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10:30, they do a thing at Inspired Grounds, right, which is just a marketing talk. And, of course, we have Million Cups. So those are just some of the normal stuff. But remember, this is the first Friday of the month.
Yes.
And so this first Friday, also at the Iowa Center.
Are they paying you?
They have the first Friday thing, which is savvy, successful business owners and entrepreneur. And it's kind of a laid-back setting, and they talk about their business. But remember, Gravitate also does a thing on the first Friday, and that's downtown, and that's where you can co-work for free for the day, and then they have a happy hour at the end. And also this first Friday at the Iowa Center will be Nicole Lawrenson, and she has she's the owner and creator of Preservation, which is a vintage and modern lifestyle shop and photo studio. So she's going to talk about, a lot of those are women-owned businesses that they'll feature.
Perfect place for me to go.
Mm-hmm. So, but speaking of money, I mentioned that there's a lot of money stuff coming up. And so we have, and let me grab it because a Capital for Your Business. This is sort of a save the date. That's going to be Thursday, February 22nd at the Greater Des Moines Partnership. So again, Capital for Your Business. So that's 8 a.m. to 1. So now it's like half day.
Yeah, it is a half day. And they've got some amazing things going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a partnership on the 22nd. We had that news story last week, as a matter of fact.
And then a little further out, at Brown Winnick Law Firm, they're going to be having raising capital seminar.
Yeah.
And that's on Thursday, March 8th. So, like I said, just a bunch of things coming up that relate to money. And then there's a whole bunch of things coming up that are kind of tech-oriented as well. And we'll kind of try to get, for time's sake, we'll kind of get into some of that later on. But
tech and money, huh?
Yep, tech and money. So those are some of the things coming down the pipeline.
I like it.
And, yeah, we're kind of heating up.
Yeah,
I guess. Getting into the season of a lot of
things. I get to, let's see, on the 19th, I just got the invite today, as a matter of fact. I got the invite to go speak to the city of Urbandale about the city of Windsor Heights.
What?
I thought that was very interesting. Yeah, the library and the library board over there in Urbandale has an agreement with Windsor Heights, and they wanted to learn more about the citizenry in that fair community. And so, yeah, they've asked me to come and spend an hour. Spend an hour on demographic makeup and all kinds of things about Windsor. So it should be kind of interesting.
You know, one thing that I kind of left off the list, that's tomorrow, if you are an artist who are concerned about things related to your artist business, mm-hmm. so marketing, taxes, write-offs, things that you may or may not know you can do if you're a full-time artist or that's a main gig. So Mainframe, of course, is artist-focused, and they're going to be having a event that is Small Business Summit for Artists, and it starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
So that's kind of cool. So that is, what, giving the business side of being an artist?
Absolutely. They're going to have bookkeeping, taxes, insurance, marketing, graphic design, website design, financial planning, funding, selling online, wow, virtual assistant, and artist art show displaying techniques.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Is that a whole day session?
That is. It's $25 to go, and it is. It's all day.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's everything you need to know about running your art business.
I guess take notes. Plenty of copious notes.
And remember, we talked about how much economic development is surrounding art these days. Mm-hmm. So
it's stunning. Yeah. It really is. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, stuff going on in the metro that you can go to see and be seen.
Yes.
And take business cards and network properly.
And we're out of time now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Darn. I know. Well, what do you got? What do you got? Why? Why?
Well, one thing we'll talk about next week, yes, since we're running short on time, but I'm kind of curious if people know what Kanban boards are.
Canva?
Kanban.
Kanban.
K-A-N-B-A-N. Kanban boards.
So it was not long ago that you were talking about Canva.
So in Canva's technology tool for sort of graphic design, not graphic designers, to do something professional.
Interesting.
But Kanban is a way that you can organize your projects, and you can use that in conjunction with Trello.com to very easily organize with the team and move.
See, I'm telling you, this. So that's what you were doing for 3 weeks. You're out
My
there.
Brain is going to explode soon.
All right, we got to go. It's time for us to clear on out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every day. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, he is the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. I just saw Jimmy the other day, as a matter of fact. Said, hi, hey, Jimmy, how you doing? Doing all right. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted and performed by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Monday evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.